What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Hello guys, what is going on today? Welcome back to the Discipline of Manliness podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, thanks for joining us today on the show. It's great to have you guys. This is a podcast all about us becoming the men that God made us to be, and we are just going to be discussing topics on physical conditioning, our connections, and how we build relationships with other men. We're going to be talking about how we put our faith first in our lives and how we live that out each and every day, as well as how we add value to the society around us. Those are kind of the four major arching topics of this show, and we have a lot of things that fit in underneath those things, but that is the gist of what you're going to be getting when you tune into the Discipline of Manliness podcast. I am the host and founder of the show, Colin Hornback. I am just a man who is on the path to becoming the man that God made me to be. I am a man who's just looking to improve all the facets of his life. I'm no one particularly special. It's not like I have any sort of degree or any sort of accomplishments in becoming a better man, so to speak, but I am just someone who's on the path seeking to improve myself each and every day, to do away with the fleshly, earthly side of me and to give more into the Holy Spirit that is in me, that I can live out what he wants for me as opposed to just what my flesh would have me do. So that is just a little bit about who I am, what we do on this show. And again, it is great to have you guys here with me today. If you guys have been listening for some time already, I would love to have you guys go into your podcast platform, leave me a rating and review for this show. Again, I'll remind you at the end of the show about doing that, but it is a huge help to me and to the show if you guys go in and do that. So please don't forget to do that for me. It would be a huge help, and I would really appreciate your assistance in driving this show forward. Also, be sure that you're sharing the show with your friends, your family, your brothers, your dad, whoever it is you think would benefit from hearing this show and the content. Shoot them a text and send them the show that you're listening to right now. We'd love for you guys to be just sharing this and just growing the platform for the show, making sure that we're reaching as wide an audience as we can to just impact the men around us, to stretch out of our comfort zones, and to, again, keep becoming the men God designed for us to be. Guys, it is the 4th of July today. This morning, as you, again, wake up, maybe you're listening to this show right off the bat, or maybe it's the end of the day, but today, as at the release of this show, it is the 4th of July. And I hope you guys are doing something awesome with your families. I hope you're able to connect with them and just do something to celebrate freedom, to celebrate our independence. And I hope, again, you guys are just having a great day, enjoying some fireworks, having some barbecues and some grill outs, whatever it is you guys are up to today. Just enjoy yourselves. Hope you guys are having a good chance for some downtime. It is really an incredible thing for me when I think back on today and all that it represents, to think about our founding fathers and what these guys went through before declaring, you know, the colonies, declaring the states as independent from Great Britain. You know, you think about, you know, like the Boston Tea Party and all they went through there, the tariffs and the taxes that were put on teas before they finally said, forget this, like, we're not importing them into this country then, and they just dumped them all into the bay. Just things like that. But you look at the list of grievances they had against, you know, King George and Britain as a whole, and how King George forbade governors from passing laws that were needed inside the colonies without giving his assent to those things. And then even when he could have, he just simply neglected to ever provide his assent. He wouldn't pass laws unless the people gave up their right to representation. Other things he did were, you know, calling legislative bodies together in unusual, uncomfortable, and distant places in order to fatigue people into compliance with his overall agenda and his rule. You know, he dissolved houses of representatives for opposing the invasion on the people's rights. And then he'd prevent other people from being elected in their place once he dissolved those representatives. He made the judges' positions dependent on his approval, which also meant their verdicts had to be in line with what he wanted. And he had standing armies in place, even in times of peace here in the colonies, to force people into compliance. And this isn't like a police force today. This was like a permanent state of martial law. It had a feeling of do what we say or else. even the military that was stationed here would break the law. They would commit murder, and they would only have this mock trial as a means of like, look, we did our job, we had a trial, but then they just let the guilty party off completely scot-free. I mean, just no punishment whatsoever. So nobody was even being held accountable. You know, they cut off trade with all parts of the world for the American colonies. You know, King George and his representatives would prevent this part of the world from doing trade with anyone else. He imposed taxes without consent. I mean, plus a lot more. I mean, this is just all, I mean, again, list of grievances. You can find all this in the Declaration of Independence if you read it. There's a lot there that they went through and that they tolerated a lot before they finally said, you know what, we're done. We're independent from Great Britain. We're no longer going to be pledging any kind of allegiance to you. We're not going to be submitting to you, your rule, your tyranny. And they finally just said, we're done, we're out, and we're going to be our own free state. I mean, can you imagine if these men of this time, these leaders of this new country, what if they had just been complacent? You know, what if they just said, you know, there's really nothing we can do about it. Like, oh, well, I mean, I guess I don't like it, but this is just the way things are going to be. Or, you know, like, I'm sure it'll all work out. It can't stay this way forever. You know, King George will eventually, you know, come around. He'll see that what he's doing is wrong or whatever. And they would have just, you know, stayed complacent and not tried to do anything to change the situation. I mean, you know what would have ultimately happened? We'd all be British today. Like, I mean, that's really what would have happened, is we would have just stayed in that place. We would have just continued to allow King George to bully us, to force us into compliance with his rules and his laws and doing what he wanted, his taxes, you know, even when it didn't represent the people of this place and these colonies, like they didn't represent them at all. And if we wouldn't have done something, if our founding fathers wouldn't have stepped up and said, this is dangerous, this isn't right, this isn't moral, this isn't what a good ruler should do for a free people, we have to take action and do something. Can you imagine like what this world would look like today if America had never become its own free country? I mean, I really can't even imagine. I have no idea what this world would look like today, but all I know is God has done a lot to bless the world through America. Not to say that we're perfect, because we're certainly not, but he's done a lot to bless countries around the world through the innovations and advancements that have taken place within this country. And again, there's a lot of good that can come from that. There's a lot of bad that can come from that. But ultimately, again, I'd say more good has happened than bad has happened because this country became a country. But what if they'd just been completely complacent? You know, what does that even mean? Like, what does that really even look like? You know, complacency, or to be complacent, is marked by self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied by unawareness of actual dangers or deficiencies. That's what it means to be complacent. And guys, let me tell you, complacency will kill you. It will kill you dead as a doornail type dead. It will kill you by either being unaware of the danger around you. It'll kill you by being overconfident in your ability to handle those dangers, or not recognizing your deficiencies in meeting those dangers. Or you will die the slow, agonizing death of succumbing to mediocrity. One of those three ways, complacency will absolutely kill you. But here's the question, is like, what leads to complacency? How do we even get there in the first place? One way I see us getting there is fear of failure. If you're afraid that what you're going to do is going to ultimately fail, that you're not going to be able to achieve what you want, then you're not going to ever take action, and therefore you will just stay in the state of complacency. Fear on another level can be a fear of reality. You know, you're afraid to actually even look up and see where you are. You know, you might have been afraid to fail in one aspect. You know, you might not have been sure that you'd succeed or be able to make the right move. But on the other hand, you may have had your head buried in the sand so long that you're afraid to dig your head out and look around and see exactly where you are, because you know it's going to look bad and that things aren't going to be the way you want when you look around. So there's fear of failure. There's fear of the reality of your situation. There's also being too preoccupied with the day-to-day. And that is just ultimately not being focused on achieving the overall vision that you have for where you want to be and who you want to be. So we can just get too bogged down in the details of day-to-day life. You know, I've got to go to work and I've got to, you know, do, you know, 8 hours at work or 10 hours at work or whatever it is you do, but I have to be there. And then, oh, I've got to come home and I've got to pay bills and I've got to do the dishes and I've got to do laundry. You know, I've got all these things I have to do. You know, now I need to, you know, get ready for bed. Now I got to wake up the next day and do it all over again. You know, you just get too bogged down with being preoccupied with doing the day-to-day stuff. Another way that we ultimately lead ourselves into complacency is through overconfidence. Now, what I mean in that is that we, again, look at our skill sets, we look at where we are and what we have, what we're doing, and we're overly confident in who we are, what we're able to do, and assume that nothing bad's ever going to happen. What that ultimately is getting down to is a certain level of pride. You know, we're proud in who we are, what we can do, and in our abilities. And that can ultimately lead us to a state of being complacent. It also can lead us into the very next part that leads us to complacency of making excuses. You know, the idea of, well, nothing bad has ever happened before, and no, nothing's bad has ever happened when I do X, Y, Z. I've never locked my door and I've never had my car broken into or anything like that. So I'm just not going to. Or we might have the idea of, well, the likelihood of this thing happening is just so small. Like, what are the odds? Like, that's never going to happen. Or even through our actions, we might think, well, you know, I would never do, you know, fill in the blank. You know, that's never going to be me. I would never give in to that. I would never do that thing that, you know, this person in the news just did. You know, all those things, we can start making excuses. You know, ultimately, I'd say maybe through being overconfident in who we are or what we do. But ultimately, either some combination of all of these things, or maybe we lean to one more than the other. But ultimately, these things working together in our lives will lead us into this state of complacency where we are just unaware of the danger around us, or we're unaware of our deficiencies to meet those dangers. And that is a place of being susceptible, where we are then susceptible to risk and to the dangers that that poses. So how do we avoid being in this state of complacency? Well, first of all, you have to have a clear and compelling vision. You have to know exactly who you are and exactly where you want to go and who you want to be or what you want to accomplish. That's something you have to have very, very clear in your view of who you are and what you want to be. I keep a list of quotes written down, and one of them that I have on this page that I just found in my desk the other day says, "If you don't have a goal in mind, you're leading everyone into nothingness." I don't really know where I heard that or where that came from, but I do really like the quote. If without a goal in mind, you're leading everyone into nothingness. And that can't be more true than when it comes to our families. If you don't know where you're trying to lead your wife, your kids, you know, who you want them to grow up to be, or those under your care, under your realm of influence, if you don't know where you're leading them, then you're leading them into nothingness. And they're just going to become ultimately whatever they want to become, or whatever their friends tell them they should become. And that isn't what I think you guys really want for yourselves or for those under your sphere of influence. So you've got to have a clear and compelling vision about where you're going and who you want to become. You also have to develop a plan for each and every day. You have to know what you're doing each day that's either going to drive you closer to accomplishing your vision, or what you're trying to accomplish that day to even just get the things done. Like I said, getting overwhelmed with the day-to-day tasks can lead to that sense of complacency. So how are you going to go about your day, get the things done that you need to do, but also still be aware of what's going on around you? Because that's the third thing in line with how we avoid complacency, is to keep your head on a swivel. You have to have time set aside, really at least each week, if not each and every day, to evaluate where you are, if you're moving closer to your vision, or what's stopping you from accomplishing it. But you have to keep your head on a swivel. You have to be looking around for the dangers of what's leading you astray, or what might be coming to attack you, so to speak, or how you can be growing and developing and continually pushing the limits of who you were yesterday to become the man that you want to become and that you know God created you to be. And fourth, and this one's a big one, and this one's really hard for most of us, but you have to check your ego. You have to be able to lay down your pride, because again, that was one of the things that leads us into complacency is overconfidence or pride. So we have to be able to check our ego at the door. We can't ever go forward assuming that we have it all handled, we have it all covered, we're good on our own. That lone wolf mentality, that's all a bunch of bogus nonsense that doesn't get you any closer to becoming the man you're meant to be. It only gives you that sense of overconfidence and it lulls you into that state of complacency. So you have to check your ego. You can't be above being questioned or challenging yourself or looking around and seeing, man, I'm weak in these areas. You know, I really need to work on my patience. I need to work on controlling my tongue or my temper or whatever it may be. That's all stuff that you guys got to be working on and stuff I have to be working on. You know, I'm certainly not above any of that myself. And I definitely, you know, I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't have all that stuff handled. It's all stuff I'm noticing about myself that I'm also trying to work on a day-to-day basis. I'm setting goals, you know, each quarter, and I'm trying to accomplish certain things then each and every day, each and every week that ultimately lead to me doing better by the end of the quarter, as you know, we're just starting a new quarter here in July. So I've got new goals now for the next 3 months that I'm going to try to achieve so that I'm ultimately getting better at a variety of things in my life. And I'm not setting, you know, 12 goals at a time. I'm really setting like 4 goals at a time. That's it. So I'm just working on those 4 things. If I can fit some other things in around it, awesome. That's all the better. But again, I'm not going to overwhelm myself with trying to handle everything at one time. I'm going to take a look at a few things that'll really move the needle. And I'm going to try to do those things and accomplish them every day. And then thus every week and thus every month. And that's going to help me get better day by day to becoming the man that I know God wants for me to be. Another thing that kind of goes right hand in hand with checking your ego, because I don't really think you can do this one without first checking your ego, is you have to have a band of brothers to watch your blind spots. There's nothing like having somebody who sees the things that you are ignorant to that will call you out on it. And for those of us who are married, your wife is a great person to have for that. But that's also not the only person you should have watching those blind spots. You also should have a band of brothers, some other faithful men in your corner who are keeping their eye out for you that will call you out when they see you not holding the standard, you know, holding the standard you said that you wanted to achieve or not doing the things you said you were going to set out and do over the next quarter or whatever your time frame is for accomplishing a goal. And this one can be really hard. And this is why some of what we'll talk about throughout this show involves connections and having that band of brothers, because this is still something I'm trying to build in my life, is that faithful group of men that I can give that permission to speak into my life. Because not like you're just going to have anybody fill that role. You've got to have the right men filling that role. And I've talked about that in other episodes in the past, and I'll talk about it again in future episodes too. But you've got to have the right kind of men who are faithful, who are like-minded and similar to you, also wanting to grow and advance and develop themselves. You've got to be that for them, and you've got to have them in your corner. So make sure that you do have that band of brothers watching your blind spot. And then this last one's kind of a two-prong approach, but you've got to be continuously improving. And that involves two main things. You got to have a plan to learn from your failure, and you always have to be learning something new. And when I say have a plan to learn from failure, clearly there's going to be times we don't meet our goal. We try to hit something new and we don't quite get there. Or we're trying to work on, like I said, our temper, but today I lost my temper or something like that. We're always going to be having moments of failure in our life. And we got to remember those things are just moments. They're not all defining, so that we can, again, move on from those things and say, wow, I slipped up here. Here's how I messed up. Here's how I failed. Now that was just today. That was, you know, 5 minutes ago. Now I'm in a new 5 minutes and I'm going to work harder this time. And I'm going to not give into that same thing right now as I did earlier. You know, we got to have a plan to learn from things. And for me, for the men's group that I'm a part of, we call that an after action review. We look at things that we did. Could be each and every day, could be, you know, moment to moment. It just sort of depends on what we're talking about or what the specific thing is. But we're always going to look at that thing and say, okay, how did it go? What went well? What didn't go well? how do I learn from it and do better to move forward? So there's just three simple, quick questions you can do to learn from failures and not continuously give into those things and keep messing up the same way. You always also have to be learning something new. I think this is another way that we're always continuously improving that also helps prevent us from getting into that state of complacency. Because if we're always trying to learn something new, there's a good chance we're probably going to be failing at something pretty regularly. We know almost none of us are just automatically good at a brand new thing all the time. So I do think it helps to get you in the right mindset to be learning new skill sets. It also gives you an opportunity to see, you know, improvements in certain aspects. And again, I think you should choose things that will ultimately move the needle that get you closer to becoming the man you want to become or that you know God made for you to be. But ultimately, you got to be learning new things. So for me, one of those things right now is Spanish. I'm trying to learn Spanish and using the Duolingo app. But that's another great way to be learning something new is just developing the new skill set. It'll constantly be improving who you are, growing you into new areas of life that you normally weren't good at. And it'll just constantly be helping you be in that mindset of how do I learn from little failures? How do I keep getting better? And it ultimately, again, makes you a man who's more valuable to those around you by continuously learning new things. So just as a quick review, what leads us into complacency can be fear of failure, a fear of reality, becoming too preoccupied with the day-to-day, overconfidence or pride, and making excuses. Those five things are probably five of the most key things that will lead us into that state of complacency where we just ultimately aren't paying attention to the dangers around us and our own deficiencies. How we avoid getting there or how we end up ultimately getting out of that is by having a clear and compelling vision, developing a plan for each day, keeping our head on a swivel, checking our ego, having that band of brothers that can watch our blind spots and be continuously improving. Guys, thank you so much for listening this week. This is a real pleasure to come to you today and to be talking about how complacency can just absolutely kill us and how it can lead us down a pretty dangerous road if we aren't paying attention. And I hope that this has been something that has been of value to you today. I hope you guys, again, truly are enjoying your 4th of July. Hope you guys have had a long weekend and, great opportunity to connect with family, connect with friends, have those barbecues, enjoy those fireworks, whatever it is you guys are up to for the 4th of July. I just hope you're really enjoying this Independence Day and just really living out the freedoms and enjoying those freedoms of what we get to experience in this country. Again, for you guys, if you enjoy this episode, if you've enjoyed the show as you've been listening, please go into your podcast platform, leave that rating and review. It will help this show a lot in our growth and how we're connecting with more and more men, helping them become the men that God created them to be. And don't forget to share the episode. Again, hit up your dad, your brother, your best friend, whoever it is you think will gain from this content in this episode. I just hope you guys will be sharing that with them. Shoot them a text right now, or if you're driving when you park the car. And guys, don't forget to submit ideas to me as well. If you have thoughts on what would be a good topic, something you'd like to hear me talk about in these episodes, hit me up. Shoot me a text, shoot me an email. You can hit me up on Instagram or social at Colin.Hornback on Instagram, Colin Hornback on Facebook. Don't hesitate to reach out to me and shoot me ideas. I'd love for your input on how we keep getting good content and the content you guys want to be hearing about as we move forward. Guys, be sure you tune in next week. Again, new episodes are launched every Tuesday morning, bright and early at 12 a.m. So don't hesitate to get in there, subscribe, so you're getting all the new episodes right away first thing on Tuesdays so you can hear these right when they're released. And until next week, guys, I hope you guys will have an amazing week. And until then, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.